Hey guys, it's Gabriel Brown here. I want to wish you a happy new year for 2019. I'm wishing you all prosperity and happiness for the year. I just want to get on quick and do my first podcast of the year. I want to talk about setting goals. Every year on the first day of the year, I actually go to the office. I'm en route to my office as we speak. And I write out all my goals on my vision board in the office. Of course, I have a vision board at my home, but the vision board I also like to have is at my office. And setting goals is a good way to give your mind the impressions that it needs to visualize your near future, because you have your short-term goals, your long-term goals. All right. These are short-term goals I'm going to catalog today at my office. So I believe it's very important to kick off the year with goals. Now, I want to also talk quickly about credit. Because, of course, we know that the Ultra FICO score is going to be initiated into full effect in 2019, probably in the first or second quarter of this year. And I want you all to remember that your banking activity is extremely sensitive information. And if you are to avail this information to creditors, banks, lending institutions for their review, make sure that you have enough money in the bank to correspond with the kind of credit application you are submitting. If you're submitting an application for a supercar and you don't keep a lot of money in your personal bank account, you have all your money in your business account, and you're applying for a car that may be $150,000 or more, of course, the bank's going to look at your personal reserves as your safety net or your cushion for your expenses, your monthly expenses. If you only have a reserve for 3 months of your monthly expenses, it will not look favorable to a banker or a lending institution or auto dealer to give you a loan. This is very important going forth. Also, I want to talk to you about the Wealth Score Academy. We have a $97 sign-up fee. And that's an extremely deep discount to get a 30-day trial of the Wealth Score Academy. And if you recall, the Wealth Score Academy is 70-plus data reports / consumer files, all right, that banks and lending institutions use above and beyond your credit reports, the three major credit reports and the three minor credit reports, all right? And we have talked about those in the past, but if you want to learn more about the three minor credit reports, you can go to my website, wealthscorecoach.com, and you can get a free request template letter to send to the three minor credit bureaus that banks and lending institutions are using that many of us don't know about. But these minor credit reports have a major impact on credit applications across the country, okay? But as I was saying, there's a $97 30-day sign-up for a limited time to become a part of the Wealth Score Academy and become familiar with the data reports or consumer files, which, again, are these private organizations that collect information about you. And they scrape this information from all sorts of sources. I won't go into too many details, but they scrape up banking activity reports, background reports, okay, employment history reports, criminal history reports, all right, job security reports, all right. All of these data reports are purchased by creditors and credit bureaus to get a more granular review of your character and your credit worthiness. So be very mindful of these reports going forward into 2019, all right? And take advantage of this limited time discount for the Wealth Score Academy. It's a $97 sign up, and I believe it's 30 days membership, okay, for the silver level of the Wealth Score Academy. There's three levels, the silver, the gold, and the platinum. All right. Again, I bid you a happy new year. I believe this is also an extremely important time to review your credit reports, to collect and request them from the bureaus and make sure everything there is accurate. I recommend that you freeze or put a security alert on the elderly members of your family that are not intending to use their credit reports anytime in the near future. Your grandparents, this is highly a sensitive area because these reports typically have identity theft. They're targeted for identity theft, I should say. And then you want to secure your children's credit reports. Anyone that's under 18, these young kids have their identities attacked and stolen. And because many times they do not review their credit until they're 18, 19, 20, or 21 when they're looking to purchase something, someone has lived in their identity potentially for all those years and you wouldn't know. So I recommend you request your personal reports for review, secure your family members, your children's, and your grandparents or any elderly members of your family. Put a security alert on their file with a PIN number or code where they can access the reports with the PIN number so it won't impair them from getting credit when they need to. They can still apply and give the creditor the PIN number to access their reports. All right, this is Gabriel Brown signing off, wishing you a happy new year. All right, and I look forward to training with you and meeting you inside the Wealth Score Academy, on our Facebook secret page, and at our upcoming Wealth Score Academy boot camps and masterclasses across the country. Bless you and have a happy and prosperous 2019.